Legendary singer Connie Francis passed away this past week. She was 87 and was still occasionally performing. I was actually blessed to get to meet and spend time around Connie Francis when she appeared on the 2010 Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon from New York City. A couple of days ago, I posted a photo that I took of Connie rehearsing. With all of her success, she was absolutely free of any ego or any kind of arrogance. The story of Connie Francis, I think, can clearly be seen in James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Strange thing, too, thinking about all that reminded me of someone who I used to work with. We were both fans of Jerry Lewis and the MDA cause. Every year on my show, I'd promote the work of MDA, do interviews with medical researchers. We'd be in New York City with the telethon on Labor Day weekend. What did my co-worker do? Nothing. Not even a donation to the telethon. One Tuesday, after Labor Day back at the office, when the telethon once again surpassed the total from the previous year, that co-worker came up to me and said, "Congratulations, pal. We did it." Thought to myself, we? Where do you get this we from? Of course, words are seen as being easy. It's works that are seen as being challenging. Well, works actually aren't when they're for what's righteous. So how about you? Do you simply call yourself a Christian and make your yearly appearance at church either on Easter or Christmas? I know. Used to go on both those holidays, but you just can't find the time for that anymore. If that's you, then how are you living up to the instruction of Jesus, which we read in John chapter 4, verse 24? God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. One of the greatest lessons that we find in the Bible comes from James in James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. It's our works that show our faith to God. Now, it's not like God's calling on you to sacrifice your child, as he did when he told Abraham to sacrifice his only son Isaac. You read about that in Genesis chapter 22. But God does expect to see works of faith by you. In the letters to the seven churches that Jesus dictates to John in Revelation, Jesus admonishes the churches who have fallen short and warns them of the consequences that they face. But for the church in Philadelphia with faithful works, Jesus says this to them in Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, "I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name." It's our works of faith which bring the light of God into this world that's ruled by Satan. As Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So what are the works of faith that we're called on to perform? Now, while your job description will most likely grow through your study of God's Word, here's a great starting point from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness."